Report: Microsoft owned LinkedIn censors on behalf of Chinese communists. By Alan Bokhari on October 1, 2021. LinkedIn, the Microsoft-owned business and employment social media platform, has blocked the account of an Axios reporter in China because it contains alleged prohibited content. "I woke up this morning to discover that LinkedIn had blocked my profile in China," said Axios reporter Bethany Allen Ibrahimian in a tweet. "I used to have to wait for Chinese government censors, or censors employed by Chinese companies in China, to do this kind of thing. Now a U.S. company is paying its own employees to censor Americans." Allen Ibrahimian writes about China for Axios and is also publishing a book about the country for HarperCollins. In its message to Allen Ibrahimian, which she posted on Twitter, LinkedIn informs the reporter that due to the presence of prohibited content located in the summary section of your LinkedIn profile, your profile and your public activity, such as your comments and items that you share with your network, will not be made viewable in China. Allen Ibrahimian's summary section on LinkedIn references her work exposing Chinese internment camps in Xinjiang. "Before joining Axios, I served as the lead reporter for the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists China Cables Project, a major leak of classified Chinese government documents revealing the inner workings of mass internment camps in Xinjiang." Her profile also mentions that she covered a story about the China-linked video conferencing platform Zoom suspending the accounts of U.S.-based activists after they held events commemorating Tiananmen. Her colleague at Axios, Jonathan Swan, accused LinkedIn of censoring content on behalf of the CCP. "U.S. company LinkedIn now works as a censor on behalf of the Chinese Communist Party, blocking my Axios colleague's profile because of her critical reporting on the CCP," said Swan. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.